HP test. It's the Father Bayes, March 27th. And we're really at the heart of what Limud Musar is. With an amazing quote from the Ramchal here, right in the middle of the page. Quotes the Ramchal and Derech Etz Chaim. Everything the Ramchal says is really based on Kabbalah, just in some places it's hidden more, in some places it's more obvious. This is kind of in between. This you'll see, that they were both created with the same characteristics. Seichel ha'adam v'atara ha'maskelis oso. What two things? The seichel of man and the Torah that makes him have seichel. V'tara or, the pasuk says, ner mitzvah, and Torah is described as light. Or mamish. Literally light, v'lo chachma levad. Not just chachma. Ramchal is going to explain the difference between chachma and light. It's also compared to fire. It's R and it's fire. All of its words and letters are like coals. That if you leave them the way they are, all you'll see is coals and almost out, like almost extinguished. But if somebody who works to engage them, lahava is a flame, tislahev is that they'll get lit up. We refer to hislahavus, energy, excitement, a big word in Chassidus. Oz tislahev, then they become ignited. Ukineged sechel adam asuyim kain. Right now he's talking about words of Torah, but he's saying in like a kind of parallel, the sechel, we're not using the word sechel like we use it colloquially in common sense, we mean the intelligence of man, the mind of man, let's use the word mind here. Ki gam yesh lo koach ha-saga rabba ach kasha yislahit b'koach ha-hisbonenus. It also has a great ability of grasping, but only when it becomes, let's say, like electrified through the power of contemplation. Hine alkein chovu mutal ha'adam lasum atzmal hisbonen. That's why man has to make himself like a misboning. So he's saying that words of Torah can be like a coal, they have to be ignited, lit up, and the seichel of man, the same thing by way of his boneness. So we saw this same concept from the Sforno at the top of the page, that man's intelligence, man's mind is like all potential. What he means is even when it's functioning, it can remain only potential, and the Ramchal is really saying the same thing. So why is the Seichel created that way, that it can function on potential mode instead of actual mode, instead of engaged mode? So he says it here, V'mhaisa yediyah rechava. If, he uses the word yediyah, but yediyah we often translate as knowledge. But I don't think that's the way the Ramchal would translate it. In Hebrew, to be yodea means to know, it also means to connect. It means like a connection. It happens to be the same word is used for intimate connection as is used for knowledge. So let's take the word yediyah as yediyah. If the yediyah was brought, v'omedes alev b'nei adam, and standing on a man's heart, lo hayachotim la'olam, they would never sin. Ach lo hayafilo yetzer karva lehem v'sholot alehem, the yetzer wouldn't even be close to them or able to dominate them. But God created man, he wanted man to have a Yetzirah. He wanted him to have the struggle. That he can be beaten or victorious in an even, an exactly equal equilibrium. It's supposed to be an even balance. He can beat the Yetzirah or be beaten by it. Therefore, they have yediya achskura kagachelas, but it's closed up, sealed like a coal, which has a tremendous power to maintain heat, but not if you don't work at it. V'shetuchel lispashet kishalheves, and that it can spread like a flame. V'bechira b'yad ha'adam. I said that's an amazing metaphor what we're being given, that seichel, the fight with the Yetzirah is the fight of igniting the coal, of getting the coal aflame.
Friction.
That's what it is. Well, whatever the process is, but what we have is a dry, cold seichel that if you leave it that way, it's like a coal that was never lit. And he doesn't... Right, it has potential energy. Let's see how he puts it. Harei ha'achreach l'zvonos humi kari ha'yitzira. Thus, the necessity of contemplation is from the fundamental aspects of creation. This is the means that gets the seichel, let's say, running. Again, seichel in the real way, not the way we use it to mean it's common sense. All the more that it becomes strengthened and spread, seichel within man, mispatel yoser hayetzer. The yetzer gets weaker, gets nullified. V'hine la Torah tchunas haseichel atzmo, and Torah has the same characteristic. V'hazbonus ba megala or mamish, and I mean it's just the cheftz and the gavra, to use the overused lumdisha terms. And the person, it can be dead or it can be ignited, and then the what you study. Piece of Torah, it can be dry, lifeless, or it can be ignited. So his boneness in Torah reveals our mamish. I mean, in Musa you certainly see it, that two people can look at the very same mimer, and one, you know, he sees, okay, it's a nice idea, another person is so moved by that insight, by that thought. So it's a question of his boneness. Havchona bein oru vein chachma, the discernment, the distinction between light and chachma. Chachma is a Torah if it's not, you know, in its dry sense. Or ki or hi yediyah mevatelis is a yetzer. Light is knowledge that nullifies the yetzahara. V'chachma hi yediyah she'ein b'kocha levata yetzarim. Chachma is knowledge that doesn't have that ability. Hagdara nifla lemisbonin, a tremendous, incredible definition, for, again, he's using the play on words, for one who thinks about it, but for a misbonin, is one who takes the same lesson to heart, that you need to do his boninus. You could be a professor of Gemara, but it doesn't mean the person is connecting to the R of the Torah. So he's going to say, that's why the Mesilas Yesharim says at the beginning, that even though everything he's going to say is well known, it's famous, but the more famous it is, the more hidden it is. That's exactly this thing. It's people have knowledge of these things, but don't have the connection to it, the hisboninus in it. It takes it from dry knowledge that's not affecting the person, doesn't ignite the coals, to something that really gets them on fire.
And how do you translate hisboninus?
Contemplation.
Contemplation.
So thinking. This is all vashivosa levecha, taking it to heart, taking what we already know and applying it to ourselves. Okay, that's all the Musar, three paragraphs.